Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go.
Is this the intern song?
This is apparently on the playlist at practice today for the Patriots in Foxborough, according to Mike Reese, who always has the playlists. He always does. Tom Brady out on the practice field. Everyone's saying he looks okay and looks fine. Looks fine. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. He's moving just fine. Everything's okay. Don't you worry about Tom Brady. He's okay. He's fine. He's fine. Everything's okay. Don't worry about his calf. So he's out there doing whatever it is that he's going to be doing during practice.
Just do today. It.
Trying to take a look at this one video. A little blurry. I don't know if it's an internet issue or if it's a video issue. Well, no, it looks like it's an internet issue here. Now it's reloading. You know how that happens?
Yeah.
When you're on crappy internet connection and the video's blurry until you get into it a little bit and then it clears up?
Yeah.
I'm watching a video that Phil Perry posted, and his caption to the video says, long animated conversation between Tom Brady and Antonio Brown during the warm-up period going over some route running. And Phil's showing Brady and Brown, and he describes it as animated. Now that the connection's a little better, I can give you an assessment of this. I don't know that I'd call it animated.
Animated puts a negative tone on it.
Yeah,
right?
Animated to me
means you're going back and forth yelling at each other.
Yes.
I don't feel like there's any Antonio Brown conversation that's not animated, though. Don't you agree? That's just the way he is, it seems like.
He's not really moving. He's just listening.
Yeah, Tom's not plant go. Yeah.
Brady's the one doing the talking here.
Brady's the one that's animated?
Brady's the animated one. Brady's the one that's...
I'd say very descriptive. I'd say it's very descriptive. We've seen Tom do this the entire camp, especially on the day when he had his little work thing, where maintenance day, where he was very involved, even with the rookies, as far as where you plant, drive. I see the same stuff that he did with those guys in camp there.
Brady's the one showing him how to run the routes.
Yeah. Well, here's where I expect you to be on this, like where the slant. You know what I mean? They couldn't get on the same page with the slant last week, so that'd be a good thing. You work on that. Timing. That whole thing's predicated on timing. And I truly believe that Antonio believes he's got to get open on a slant before you get the ball. And when you play with Ben for 8 years and he only throws it a certain way.
I can tell that Brady's counting out steps.
One, two, three. Yeah.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
You can see.
Now, bang.
One,
looking,
two, three, and then he turns
first
to his
hole
right.
There. I want balls coming.
He's counting steps for me.
I don't want you in the next hand window. I'll get you killed there.
This speaks to that whole, you're not in Pittsburgh anymore, kid.
That's good.
You're not there. You don't just get to do whatever you want anymore.
Hey, because early they were on the same page, right? I mean, came out guns a-blazing, 4-for-4, and then they went a little more man. Things kind of locked up. They weren't on the same page on the slants, on the fade in the back corner on the left. So, yeah, you correct your mistakes.
Right. I mean, and that's not to say there can't be a little bit, I will look for you, but in this particular instance, no. The ball is going to be here. You better be there to turn around and catch it. This is how this play is going to work. That's what it looks like they're working on.
Yeah, there's another one that Mark Daniels has as well. If you want to go check them out on Twitter, Mark Daniels has a video, as does Phil Perry. It's Brady and Antonio Brown working together, and it's
Brady looks like he's planting off the cap.
It's Brady
good.
Doing all the instruction, teaching Antonio Brown how to run the routes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
The same way Brady was working with rookies in camp, teaching them how to do it. He's now teaching Antonio Brown. how to run routes within this offense.
Well, I think it's going to be critical, too. Play calling is going to be, let's get the ball out to take the hits off, because that's how you take care of your linemen up front, too. So it's a shorter protection. You go 50, you go 30, or, you know, some of the stuff. You're not going to be going 90 and 80 where you're hanging onto the ball for 10 seconds. You know, with the ball out, man. Get into your playmaker's hands.
So you say that Brady looks okay, but everyone else is running. The rest of the team is doing running. He's not doing anything except for talking to Antonio Brown, right? All these videos I've seen, the fact that he's not stretching, there's nothing there. He's not doing the full jogging back and forth like the rest of the team.
No,
nothing there.
No.
Okay.
Nope. No, but Brown isn't doing it either.
No, but see here, Brady's taking off now running. He's going. Like in the one
at the end of Phil Perry's video, he runs.
He's darting all the way over to the drill.
He does run.
They're just doing, that's just at the tail end of things. So I think he values that. You know what? It's pertinent that before we get into this drill, I want to tell him what I want him to do. And then Brady goes on a full sprint down to the drill. No, I read nothing into that. No, because he takes off right here. Boom. Looks like the horn sounds and they go at the end. It's the end of stride and stretch.
Paul's in Rhode Island today. Paul.
Okay.
Jim in Connecticut. Jim.
Yes, I was originally going to talk with Dan Chauncey was here about my magical moment, but mine weren't with Yastrzemski because I'm a little bit older. Mine were with Ted Williams. Yeah.
What was your magical moment with Ted? The splinter.
Well, the very first game I went to was at Fenway Park. I sat on the first baseline, and Ted Williams was in the game, and he was in a running feud with the reporters. And they were all over him that day. And he turned around, and it's, you know, I'm sure you guys have still heard it. He spit into the crowd. And they booed him for the rest of the season after that. But well, anyway, I also remember that same year, as he had a very high batting average, and one of the reporters asked him, I guess one of the few we spoke to, if he thought that his salary was worth it, because he was making $125,000, which was more than the president of the United States, who was making about, I don't know, $80,000 or $100,000.
How do you think inflation then compared to now?
Wait a second. Yeah. He hasn't finished
and
the
Williams
story yet.
Report to that anyway was he was having a better year than the president. He deserved his salary.
I don't know how you argue with that. Baseball, Ray. America's gone by like an army of steamrollers.
What did they give
baseball.
Away? What did they give away? You read in the Hub headline there? They gave a seat away?
They gave away a grandstand seat in a pregame ceremony to Bruce Bochy for 2,000 wins. That's what they gave away. 2,000 wins. Hey, wouldn't shake a stick at that, but I think his record is like 500. I think he's got 2,000 losses, too.
Give Eli Manning one of those. His record's
like
500.
Manning.
He's a 500
it's
guy.
A 500. Right?
I will say this. Bruce Bochy, guy's a legit manager. He managed the Padres to the World Series in 98, and then he won three with the Giants.
Yeah.
Guy's legit.
Sure. You got some more stuff on Eli, don't you?
I have a thought on Eli. Okay. I do have a thought. We don't have time for it at this moment.
No, I'm saying.
We can get to it next, and we'll get to your calls next, and we'll get to the UFOs later this hour.
Oh, hell yeah, we will.
We'll get to the UFOs.
You know, I'm a believer.
They're not really UFOs anymore, I learned today. That's not what they're calling
them. That's depressing.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I do have a thought on Eli. You heard that in the update. We'll play it again for you, what Eli is saying in New York, and they're falling over themselves in New York, all the writers in New York, how great Eli is, what a pro he is, the way he's handling it. Oh, what great perspective, Peter King, all of them. How amazing Eli is. I think it's part of Eli's problem. You'll hear Eli again coming up and your calls.
Top. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Eli, how are you handling the change?
You know, there's no other option but just to handle it and do my job, support my teammates, support the Giants, and, you know, do what I, you know, can do to try to help, you know, go into football games. And right now that's, you know, getting Daniel and helping him. You know, I knew there was a possibility and, you know, just said, hey, I'll handle it. I'll support Daniel and I'll do, you know, I'll be a good teammate and, you know, do what I'm told.
Felger and Masri join here.
That's Eli. You know what might be part of Eli's problem?
And balls? Doesn't want it.
I'm not into ripping Eli, man.
Well, I mean,
guy had plenty of balls against the Patriots.
No, I know he's got balls, but I mean, I think he's. That tells me he's done.
It means he's done.
He's done.
But also, maybe that's part of his issue. Why he didn't win more than he did in his career? Why he's a 500 quarterback? You think Brady would handle it this way?
Take it back before
and so
Brady.
Does it make for a great soundbite?
No, take it back to the guy.
Does that make for a guy who sounds like a guy you want to be your friend? Yeah, probably. Oh, that sounds like a really, oh, that's really nice of him to handle it. What a
you know what that is? That's a go-to guy for a reporter.
Humble. Does it sound humble? It sounds humble.
Yes.
You know what it is? It's too humble. Because Brady wouldn't act that way. And who else?
The guy that preceded Brady?
How about Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Next question.
I don't know if everyone remembers that in the locker room, but that's how he handled it. He was so pissed off and aggravated, he wouldn't even answer the questions. He wasn't humbly handling off the...
I'll add more.
...the job to the next guy. He was pissed.
I'll take Joe Montana, who couldn't feel, as I told you, his ring finger and his pinky finger, and went to Kansas City with feeling in three fingers in his throwing hand, because if you want Steve Young, here, take him.
No,
he's yours.
I don't think he didn't cause an issue. Bledsoe didn't cause issues.
I'm not going to sit here.
But he wasn't going to sit there and say something like Eli did.
I'm not going to sit here and be a great teammate of the guy. I'm going to do my job.
Montana. Well, I'm just
$24 million backup. Yeah, you know what? He's got a no trade. He's got to waive it. I'm not going to waive it. I'm going to sit here and just collect my money and be done. That's what he's doing right there. Your guy, Hall of Famer.
It doesn't irritate him. He's not irritated.
Hall of
Famer. He's like smiling if you watch the clip that's widely circulated.
Nice guy.
It's shucks. You know, I'll just accept my role. It's all good. I'm not dying. I'm not going anywhere.
You can have that guy. Hall of Famer.
He doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to give a damn that this is where things are now at. But, oh, the New York media. Man, do they love Eli Manning.
Mass, too. Mass will take him into play.
And,
hey, got to win one game. Cold on the road takes Eli.
Yep. Mm. Over who?
I didn't preface it with that. He just said, I'll take him. I like you. He likes Eli.
Yeah, and by the way, for all the people that tweet you and I, have you seen Rob Parker? Yeah, we've seen that bozo. You're giving him everything he wants.
What'd he do?
Yeah. He said he'd take Eli over Brady.
Go to hell.
What are we doing?
Go to hell.
What are we doing?
Rob Parker.
We're going to sit there and discuss that like it's worth discussing? Yeah. No.
That's just dumb.
And the more you tweet it and the more you circulate it, you're giving the guy what he wants.
We don't mention him here.
We don't do that here.
So I blame you.
We stopped doing that years ago.
I don't even listen to him. Even if it's up there, I won't even go to it. It's just dumb. It's lazy on our part. Lazy clickbait on our part to even bring that up. That's just lazy. Stupid.
You could do that all the
time.
Make
dumb comments all you want.
You could fill four-hour shows every day of finding anti-Patriot comments in the national media that you can just play over and over again and hammer on. Like, what are we doing? What are we going to waste our time with that for? What's the point? Yes, we know it's stupid.
How much do you think the 500 record went into this decision right now when it happens? Because if he had played this week, he could be 116 and 117.
Oh, like they did him a solid?
Yeah.
Like they did it now just to make sure he's at 500.
That's what Shermer said, too. Shermer said this is not about Eli. Shermer said it's not about Eli. This is about Daniel Jones going forward.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were gonna start him 2 years ago and then bring Geno Smith in the second quarter or the second half just to keep his consecutive game streak alive. Remember that?
I remember that.
And he stepped aside and said, no, I don't want to do it like that.
Right.
Let's just start Geno.
Right.
Nope. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Brian in Rhode Island, who's got a story on Zoe. What do you got, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
What's up?
Good. How you making out, brother?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, good.
On a lighter side of things, and I tried to call a few weeks ago when you guys are having a goof on people, but I don't know if you remember, but I'm sure you do. Back in 2004, you got when the Pats won the Super Bowl. Do you remember playing in an alumni game down in North Kingston, Rhode Island? You and Redmond was there, James was there.
Yep.
And so was Grogan.
Huh. Yeah, we did it, yeah.
You remember that?
We play a lot of those games in the offseason.
Yeah, but it rained out before the game started, and you guys are playing against the firemen
Yeah.
and the policemen of North Kingston, Rhode Island. It rained first, and then we but we ended up playing. You remember that?
Yeah, and what happened? Just trying to refresh me. It was 14 well, years ago?
So, yeah, it was a while ago.
That's a great story.
15.
That's a great story.
That's it?
Oh, you cut him off?
Yeah, I can't.
No, we didn't get to the point.
That was a story. I can't take any more of that story.
Sorry, man. Right.
I want to know what happened.
What?
So obviously he doesn't remember.
They played a game, a softball game.
I probably went yard.
He said the lighter side of things.
I probably hit three home runs.
Back in your barnstorming days, off season.
If that's the setup to the story itself, the story's going to take 20 minutes.
Do you want the story he gave to the call screener?
Yes. What is it? Yeah. In 10 seconds, go.
Grogan almost got into a fight with somebody and Zoe had to hold him back.
Oh, okay.
You should have led with that.
Now I'll let Zoe tell the story because he'll tell it a lot faster.
I think Grogan was playing catcher and one of the tool bag, two batting gloves, got the DeMarini bat, firefighters and the wristbands, slid into home plate took out Grogan. And then like we went, yeah, it almost got ugly. Tool bag city, guys digging in, this holds the bat up, boom, tries to stretch it in. Yeah. I think I threw his ass out at home. And tried to slide in, take Grogan out, like take him out. Yeah, big game for that guy. Ladder operator.
What if
you got it wrong, though?
What was it?
The guy called back. He said it was flag football.
Now, we have fights and thing, too. I play with a man by the name of Mike Ruth, who was playing in those games because sometimes you can't find them all. Ruth went to BC, and he did so many steroids, his brain was fried.
So do you remember
He would literally run over people, too.
Yeah, do you remember Grogan almost getting in a fight at a flag football game?
You could get Grogan on the phone right now. Carl Marciano down in Mansfield right now. He'll get on.
Grogan, did that story actually happen at home plate in a game?
Happened at home plate in a game. And Grogan got bridged in a basketball game where some guy went under, took his legs out. He was going up for a layup. Almost started a fight there, too.
So
this was in Winthrop. We played a basketball game in Winthrop. Yep.
But this is flag football. Do you remember Grogan getting in a fight at a flag football
I don't remember game? The flag football fight.
Okay.
I remember someone taking him out at home, and I remember someone bridging him.
Can we get Grogan on tomorrow to ask him about these things?
I'll get Grogan on
tomorrow. All right, call Grogan tonight. We'll see if we can have him on tomorrow and figure it out.
Steve's thing is always was, too. If you're going to play, you're going to play. But don't play to hurt. But we're going to go. You want to go, we'll go. Cheap crap like that. Bull crap. That was a good game. Some of them get heated.
Paul's in Rhode Island. Hi, Paul.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
My call is like it's three different parts.
Yeah.
Everybody is going through the Gronk back end of coming into the NFL. Like, you know what? So we take a rest and we come in at the end of the season. My second call would be, you know, everybody that has kids and they produce kids that are going to play sports. My job as a 30-year coach for youth sports.
I'm coaching now, just so you know that. So if you could give me some advice.
And you know what? Not everybody has genetically a great kid. Don't let these travel teams take your money, $3,500.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Or hockey. You know, look at hockey. You got 60% Canadian, 40% European and American boys. We have to divide that. So let's be honest. Yes, kid, you know what? Maybe he didn't have the genetics. Maybe he had to spend 6 years in the minors. But don't let these people fool you. My job is to get these kids into college. Okay?
Gotcha.
And play. Don't
AAU. You're talking about AAU.
You got to play Division One. Division One. You know, if you're playing football or baseball, you're up from the Maryland's down, and you're gonna get tested because this is not
great. Thank you, Paul. Brian's in Manchester on Magical Moments.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Brian,
hi Brian.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh yeah,
hear you fine. What's your magical Fenway moment?
So I was hearing in and out earlier with Shaughnessy on, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like, obviously it's blown up this Restrensky moment, however you say it, last name.
What's Yaz week? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So, yeah, so.
Did you get your big pants at Job Lot this week?
Shut up. Let's just get through this.
I can't.
So, how about game four and game five, Ortiz walk-offs, 0-4 ALCS, how about.
Not yet.
What the hell happened?
Moments.
What the hell happened?
Yes Week has turned into non-Yes Week.
What is this, story hour?
It's the story hour?
How about Ortiz? Grand Slam ALCS.
I hate baseball.
Talk
I
about really it.
What the hell?
Ortiz going?
2004, they won the World Series. It has been 15 years.
How about when Pedro
Where's
came
the
out
ceremony
of the
for that?
How about when Pedro came out of the
You
bullpen?
Did a 12-year anniversary party. Where's the 15? Jesse in Maine has been waiting. I want to take Jesse's call.
Okay.
Jesse.
Welcome to Maine.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing, guys?
Hey. How you doing?
I got one cell phone tower up here. I've been trying to get through for a day and a half. What I would like to, I'd like to talk about Antonio Brown, but first, I think we need to bring Drew Bledsoe, Brett Favre, Scott Zolak back into the league, get some integrity in here. This NFL is like the XFL now. These guys are throwing integrity out the window. But in turn,
Brett Favre,
are you
Mr.
walking
Mr.
Integrity?
Brett Favre, Mr. Integrity, and some other old school guys. Let's get Lawrence Taylor back in the league. Get some integrity going.
Partner, right. Dick all picks, right?
Well, it's still kind of like the XFL anyway. But Antonio Brown, right, if he committed a crime, law enforcement's going to get him. He's going to the same jail cell that whatever that thug that murdered the guy was in.
What guy? Who got murdered?
Right.
Who got murdered?
Jail.
Hernandez.
Oh. Hernandez, right?
So he's going to go
Hernandez
to Walpole. He'll be in Walpole, corrections?
I don't think so. It's Massachusetts.
What, Maine? No cell, one cell tower. He's on a hike, and he's walking around that thing, breathing heavily.
I got great news for you, Zoe.
No more calls?
No more calls.
And we're going to do UFOs. Please,
and
please.
Our government is starting to recognize that we've got
friends
out there.
Serious?
I believe so. I think we're one step closer to recognition of what we know is out there. So you and I know.
Do you see the latest released stuff?
Of course, we're going to get to it next.
Oh,
an update on other life forms and visitors.
Thank you.
Coming your way right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real. They don't call them UFOs. They call them unidentified aerial phenomena. The several videos they're talking about were recorded years ago by fighter pilots. Then in 2017, they were made public by the New York Times.
That's Anderson Cooper, CNN. There's more to that report. We've talked about these videos before on the show. These videos were released. It's been widely reported that they were declassified. More on that in a moment. But Hardy, more from this report.
It's rotating.
Images of that rotating thing captured by U.S. Navy aircraft. Sensors locking in on the target. Commander David Fravor saw it firsthand during a training mission, describing it like a 40-foot-long tic-tac, maneuvering rapidly and changing direction.
As we both looked out the right side of our airplane, we saw a disturbance in the water and a white object, oblong, pointing north.
The object was first sighted in 2004, then similar objects again in 2015. Footage of the sightings, declassified by the military, weren't made public until December 2017 by the New York Times and a group that researches UFOs.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My God. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Cool thing, dude.
This was extremely abrupt, like a ping pong ball bouncing off a wall. The ability to hover over the water and then start a vertical climb from basically zero up towards about 12,000 feet and then accelerate in less than 2 seconds and disappear is something I had never seen in my life.
It sounds like a really unstable individual, that man, that Navy pilot. Very descriptive. That's a joke. They're real. Just tell anybody he saw. I believe him 100%.
Do you believe him?
There's video.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe him.
I don't have to believe him.
Okay.
There's video to back up the claim.
In less than 2 seconds and disappear is something I had never seen in my life.
The Navy says it still doesn't know what the objects are, and officials aren't speculating. A Navy spokesman simply confirming to CNN the objects seen in the various clips are unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs.
No.
The UFO reports were first investigated by a secret $22 million program.
Hold on one second. I'm not crazy about UAPs. I just say it didn't have a good ring to it.
UFO. It's like you say Barracuda. Then you
people say, huh? What?
Say shark.
Right.
We got a problem. Yeah.
This to me is confirmation.
Yeah.
Of something otherworldly.
Swamp gas.
No. What?
Weather balloon.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Aurora Borealis.
Nope. And you know what? There's actually more to the confirmation in that there's this report that, oh, it's been declassified. In fact, it was never supposed to get out. The videos were never supposed to be released by the New York Times the way they were. The New York Times were never supposed to get their hands on these videos.
So somebody at the Pentagon made a mistake by releasing the videos?
According to a story that has been published in multiple statements from those at the Pentagon, including a statement that was first made in May of 2019, May of this year, that the footage was never meant to be officially released to the general public by the Department of Defense and still should be withheld. That, according to Pentagon spokesperson Susan Goff, she said the videos were never officially released to the general public by DOD and still should be withheld. And then another individual, Joseph Gradisher, on behalf of the Navy, confirmed the Pentagon's position this very week, Hardy, saying the Navy has not released the videos to the general public. So who got the videos and released them?
The UFO reports were first investigated by a secret $22 million program, part of the Defense Department budget, that investigated reports of UFOs. The program has since been shut down, but it was run by a military intelligence official who told CNN they found compelling evidence that we, quote, may not be alone.
May not be alone.
I got to need this crap at night. Compelling driving in the woods by yourself. Then all of a sudden, that's when they pop up, man. They're not stupid.
Do you do a lot of driving in the woods by yourself?
No, but I'm just picture myself like if I had a nightmare and I'm like driving up in the mountains.
Like fire in the sky.
Yeah. And I'm Travis all of a sudden. You end up naked in a phone booth.
Well, you end up taking that login contract, and there's inherent risk to that.
And I told you this on past shows where I would wake up in the middle of the night and I thought I was being abducted, and you felt like they had the pin. Or that
felt like you were being probed?
Stuck right in your neck.
Middle of the night?
Yeah. Real stuff.
This happened during like training camp or what?
No. No. It used to happen in Pennsylvania. I thought I got abducted in Pennsylvania. My parents' old house.
What made you think you were actually abducted?
I dreamt about it. And then the pain, I felt the pain in the back of the head to where you're thinking, okay, that's where they're going to get
you. I mean, so like, sometimes you'll dream about, you know, breaking your leg and it's just your leg hurts.
Right.
But you think you were actually abducted.
No, I mean, no, but like that's kind of weird.
That would explain a few things.
Yeah. So the reason why this is a story again is because the Navy for the first time is at least admitting that the videos are theirs.
Oh, yeah.
They had never admitted it before. The videos have been out since 2017.
It's kind of hard when you get your
Navy. For 2 years, they couldn't get the Navy to at least just say, yeah, we took the videos.
Did you hear the one pilot?
When obviously they were Navy videos.
Because this thing's going against 120-mile-an-hour headwind. Look at it go.
See, you and I standing out in the parking lot. What the hell is that? Could be any number of things, right? Things look weird from the ground when you're not used to looking at them. These are fighter pilots.
They've seen everything.
They've seen everything. They know how things behave in the air.
They know
the
what's
water,
private. They know what up, a MiG is. They know what a B-2 bomber, what a stealth bomber looks like. They know.
They
exactly.
know what balloons look like. They drones. Know what drones look like.
I bet it's not often that you get a fighter pilot who says a large Tic Tac just climbed to 12,000 feet in a matter of 2 seconds, and I'm blown away.
We saw a disturbance in the water and a white object. Oblong, pointing north.
The object was first sighted in 2004, then similar objects again in 2015.
Oh, that's the same things. Saw them again. Same ones.
So 2004.
Why are they back?
And then 2015. So they come every 11 years.
Or they just might be here all the time and just you don't see them all.
See, Red Sox in 04. Who else won in 04? Pistons won in 04. There's got to be a connection. What are they coming back for? 04 and
nobody
15.
Knows.
When were your kids born?
I don't even know.
You have one born in 04?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
03. No, wait. Oh, 04.
So?
8304.
So? They're here. They may even be among us, and we don't know it.
Jeez, dude.
Makes you start thinking.
He looks
twice.
Like one. Like, he's that one.
Makes you start looking around.
Intern.
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 Finish his drawing.
T-bone.
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 Perfect. Finish the intern's drawing.
It would.
Have you shown it to the intern yet?
Not yet.
Your depiction of him?
Put him up. Now look at that. And then he's sitting behind his little screen there. Those little things. And then there's the intern. Give him, put the camera on.
Paul Sorvino's nephew.
Oh, my God. Don't tell him.
Hold it up again, Zoe.
Don't have me killed. That's Windhorse from the front.
By the way, get a shot of the Katzenmoyer jersey. Got Andy Katzenmoyer jersey that was brought in today. Throwback Patriots jersey behind me.
Oh, that's nice.
It's very nice.
Right. That's ugly as hell.
It's not ugly.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's what you wanted him to wear in a game?
Yes.
No. I don't blame him.
I'm worried. I would not make anybody wear that again.
It's the
We've never seen that in HD. That'll pop in HD.
It's the lighting I had there. The lighting is terrible.
And that's
there.
Good that that thing
that.
Would pop?
Hold that down in the light. Pull it down.
Pull it down so everyone can see it. As you can see. Look at that. I mean, this isn't even like a real one. This is just, a replica jersey.
Yeah, screen print.
Screen print. 59, Katzenmoyer. Yeah, it's just a screen printed one. Zo, bring in a real one, would you?
Okay.
You got any in your house?
Yeah.
Of this era? Blue or white?
I think it's white.
Yeah, we'll take either one. It's nice, though. It's really nice. Yeah, be nice. They're bringing these back again, but not for the players to wear. Just for
I think Katzenmoyer will be one of the five. Former
I don't
players.
Think they're going to offer five former players in the pro shop at Patriot Place.
So has to
at
be
Gillette
one, right?
Stadium. If they were smart, if they want to sell jerseys, they would. That's coming up any day now, but they're not going to wear them on the field. That was just a vicious online rumor. No truth to it. Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now. Damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Week 180 Weight Loss. Six locations. Newest one is in Government Center. And the virtual program available is worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. All right, we got two. We got to get some.
Two quick. Things to get to, including Jack and his call today and his story on Yaz, correct? Yes. Jack in Fall River on Yaz. Hi, Jack.
How you doing, guy? Hi. I had a magical moment with Yaz back in 1972. My teacher brought me and my classmates to our first Red Sox game. They won, matter of fact, against the Yankees. After the game, we went out in the back trying to get autographs, and Yaz almost ran me over. So my magical moment with Yaz could be that he can kiss my backside.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All it takes moment. Is that one bad encounter. It's
one
like a Yelp
bad.
Review, yep. You know? Yaz has probably made countless young children happy over the years, but
probably not.
That one guy, he's
bring down your star rating.
I want to tell you. I want to tell you about my magical moment in '72 when the kids and teacher bring us
kiss the underside of my backside,
yeah.
Right up underneath there.
Also today,
good lips.
Speaking of magical moments with former athletes. Former New England sports greats. Here's one about Steve Grogan. Let's go to Brian in Rhode Island, who's got a story on Zoe. What do you got, Brian?
Back in 2004, you got when the Pats won the Super Bowl. Do you remember playing in an alumni game down in North Kingston, Rhode Island.
Yeah, we did it, yeah.
Yeah, but it rained out before the game started, and you guys are playing against the firemen. Do you remember that?
Yeah, what happened?
That's a great story.
That's it? Oh, you cut him off?
Yeah,
we didn't get to the point.
That was the story. I can't take any more of that story. The story's going to take 20 minutes.
Do you want the story he gave to the call screener?
Yes. What is it? Yeah, in 10 seconds, go.
Grogan almost got into a fight with somebody and Zoe had to hold him back.
Oh, okay.
You should have led with that. Now I'll let Zoe tell the story because he'll tell it a lot faster.
I think Grogan was playing catcher and one of the tool bag, two batting gloves, got the DeMarini bat, firefighters and the wristbands, slid into home plate took out Grogan. And then we went, it almost got ugly. Tool bag city, guys digging in, this holds the bat up, boom, tries to stretch it in. Yeah. I think I threw his ass out at home. And tried to slot in, take Grogan out. Take him out. Yeah, big game for that guy. Ladder operator.
What if
you got it wrong, though?
What was it?
The guy called back. He said it was flag football.
So we have fights and thing, too. I remember flag football fight. I remember basketball and baseball and softball fights. Because you get high school hairy softball guys. GSL, right, Jim? Get the beer league down there. Guy shows up. He's got stirrups and actual baseball pants on. 35-year-old man.
Well, it's a thrill for them. It's a thrill for the people watching.
No, they came to play. UFOs are real. That's what I've learned today. Confirmation. It's a good day.
Were you on the fence before that?
No.
Not,
like everybody's not, in there.
As an abduction survivor, you know.
Right. He was taken once.
What, were they grays?
No.
Green?
Nope. Blue. What do they call that? The look through?
Translucent.
Translucent.
Yeah.
He was taken by translucent aliens.
See her inside.
Wow. Pilgrim has her next. Football Friday tomorrow. See you then.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art top tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.